For the past five decades, Rome's Anglican Centre has been a place of encounter and study, of hospitality and shared worship. Its impressive library is used by students, visiting clergy, and anyone interested in finding out more about Anglican history, doctrine and ecumenical relations. Its director represents the Archbishop of Canterbury to the Holy See and marks a crucial point of contact between the Anglican Communion and the wider Catholic world. The current director is New Zealand Archbishop David Moxon, who sees the principal task of the centre as putting into practice the wealth of theological progress that has been achieved since the Second Vatican Council.
We're meant to be a living embodiment of that hope. We're meant to be a sort of show and tell, a shop front window of that kind of vocation. And that means 24/7 asking questions about how can we share each other's gifts, how can we stimulate and motivate each other, increase our mutual capacity together in the cause of the kingdom of God. And that's an enormous thrill and a great privilege.
To celebrate the past five decades of growing together in faith, Anglicans, Catholics, Orthodox, Methodists and Presbyterian priests, religious and lay people gathered in the centre's chapel dedicated to St Augustine of Canterbury. As part of the Holy Week celebrations, the oils to be used throughout the coming year were blessed as men and women, priests and ministers renewed their ordination vows together. Presiding over the liturgy was Bishop Stephen Platten, chairman of the Governors of the Anglican Centre. He told me why it's so important to remember these events of 50 years ago and especially the role played by Pope Paul VI in Anglican-Catholic relations.
Paul VI had actually visited England in the 1930s, so he already knew something about the Church of England. He'd enjoyed cathedrals, he'd liked cathedral worship. And then, of course, in the 1950s, when he was the Cardinal Archbishop of Milan, a group of four Anglican priests came and stayed with him. And all of those things meant that he had an understanding of Anglicanism that really no other pope before or since has had.
Speaking to leaders of the Anglican Centre half a century ago, Pope Paul stressed that knowledge prepares the way for love and love leads to unity. Later this year, the current Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, will be meeting with Pope Francis to recall those events and to commit themselves to the ongoing ecumenical journey, because that vision of promoting knowledge, love and a desire for unity remains as urgent as ever in this 50th anniversary year. I'm Philippa Hitchin.